While both BJP and Congress have put up banners in Malad claiming credit for the completion and opening of Mit Chowki flyover, questions arise about whether BMC rushed its opening. During our visit, we noticed a visible opening in the retaining wall from the road below. Additionally, residents of the Daulat Nagar Association expressed frustration that, despite numerous reminders, the BMC did not make a pedestrian crossing under the bridge, making it difficult for locals to safely cross the road. After the bridge opened, this correspondent took a ride across it and observed that the retaining walls had been painted and street lights were installed. However, when travelling beneath the bridge from Malwani toward the Mit Chowki signal, we noticed that several sections still needed painting. Additionally, it was concerning to find a visible gap between two sections of the retaining wall, which had not been sealed. Residents not happy. Sushant Seh, secretary of Giridhar Park, A2A, Wing said, the new bridge inaugurated by the BMC has posed serious challenges for residents. The absence of a pedestrian underpass means we cannot safely cross the road to reach the shops on the other side. It's also vital to have an access point for ambulances and fire tenders beneath the bridge. Without a dedicated pedestrian crossing opposite our society, senior citizens and schoolchildren will be forced to take a much longer route, Gautam Dalal, Wright, and Sushant Seh, members of Giridhar Park Association, point to the constricted road because of the flyover. Pick, Nimesh Dev. Residents have expressed that the BMC Roads and Bridges Department should have involved them in the planning process for the bridge. And there are a total of 8 wings in AA, housing 174 families, with an average of 5 people per family. Locals claim that around 2,500 to 3,000 people staying on the lane will have problems crossing the road and going to the other side. Gautam Dalal, a member of the Giridhar Park Association, said, since the flyover construction began, the road has been constricted, and the footpath has been reduced to half its size, creating significant challenges. The railings separating the road from the footpath are of poor quality and have even fallen onto pedestrians. For 2 years, we lacked street lights. The BMC should have consulted with residents' associations before commencing the flyover project. Despite our multiple reminders and suggestions, they have disregarded our request for a pedestrian crossing under the bridge opposite our society, telling us to reach out to the traffic police instead. BJP Congress claim credit, and on Sunday, numerous posters were displayed by both the BJP and Congress in the vicinity of the Mit Chowki Bridge inauguration. Banners featuring MLA Aslam Sheikh and BJP claims of credit for the bridge's completion were prominently visible throughout the area. To maintain order and avert any potential disruptions, a significant police presence was deployed. In the afternoon, Union Minister and Mumbai North MP Piyush Goyal inaugurated the bridge, accompanied by Congress MLA Aslam Sheikh and other leaders, as well as BMC officials. About the bridge construction: on the bridge began in April 2022, at an estimated cost of ₹45 crore. The 800-metre-long flyover features two arms extending to the east and south, with only the east-west arm currently completed. The southern arm is expected to open by the end of this year. The proposal for a flyover at Mit Chowki was initially discussed in 2014, but the project was postponed due to the announcement of the metro project. The BMC waited for the operational launch of Metro Line 2A before commencing work on the flyover in 2022, with an estimated cost of ₹45 crore. Given the elevated north-south Metro Line 2A running above the bridge, the flyover is designed to accommodate only two-wheelers and light motor vehicles, LMVs, and a BMC official said, the gap between the two sections of the wall has been intentionally maintained due to the expansion joint at that location. This gap is essential to ensure that the two sections remain independent.